Panium number 2, The Rise and Fall of the King of the South. Key takeaways. The article explores the prophetic significance of historical and modern geopolitical events, particularly focusing on the struggle between the King of the South and the King of the North, as described in Daniel 11. It argues that three key proxy wars, paralleling ancient conflicts involving Antiochus Magnus and Ptolemy IV, correspond to modern global conflicts. The second proxy war, represented by the Battle of Raphia, is interpreted as the Ukraine War, with Vladimir Putin as the final King of the South, and NATO and the EU as the forces of the King of the North. The article further claims that these wars are orchestrated by papal influence, with the United States serving as a proxy for the Catholic Church, mirroring past conflicts. It also links biblical prophecy, historical patterns, and modern political shifts, suggesting that Putin will achieve temporary victory in Ukraine, but will eventually face a downfall paralleling past rulers like Ptolemy IV, Napoleon, and Lenin. The final battle, identified as Panium, will result in the ultimate defeat of the King of the South, with the United States emerging victorious under a new conservative leadership, Trump. The broader narrative suggests a cycle of revolution and decline, marking the prophetic end of Russia as the King of the South. Three proxy wars. The article outlines three wars, aligning them with biblical prophecies and historical conflicts involving Antiochus Magnus and Ptolemy IV. Ukraine War as Raphia. The Ukraine War is compared to the Battle of Raphia, where the King of the South, Putin, wins a temporary victory against NATO, King of the North. Putin as the last King of the South. Putin is seen as the final ruler of the prophetic King of the South, tracing his lineage back to Lenin and the Soviet Union. Papal influence, the Catholic Church, represented as the Whore of Tyre, is described as working through proxies like the United States to influence global conflicts. Broken treaties. A recurring theme is that the King of the South justifies its conflicts based on broken treaties, drawing parallels between ancient and modern agreements. End of Putin's reign, like past rulers Ptolemy IV, Lenin, Napoleon, Putin's victory in Ukraine will lead to his downfall, marked by pride and internal instability. Final conflict at Panium. The ultimate battle will see the United States defeating Russia, with Trump leading an alliance that includes a secondary power. Symbolism of the Hebrew alphabet. The three wars align with the first, 13th, and 22nd letters, forming the Hebrew word for truth. Revolution as a pattern. The King of the South has always risen and fallen through revolutions, from the French Revolution to the Russian Revolution and the collapse of the USSR. Historical parallels to modern politics. Figures like Pope John Paul II and Reagan are mirrored by a future alliance between a conservative pope and Trump. Prophetic fulfillment. The article argues that biblical prophecy dictates these events, culminating in the eventual fall of the King of the South and the rise of the final world power. We left off the last article by writing, Verses 10 to 15 represent three proxy wars accomplished by the King of the North, the Papal Power, from 1989 to the Sunday Law. These three proxy wars begin with the identification of the United States in verse 40 as chariots, ships, and horsemen. The next proxy war, represented by verse 11 and its historical fulfillment at the Battle of Raphia in 217 BCE, was between Ptolemy IV Philopator, the southern king of Egypt, and Antiochus the Great, also called Antiochus Magnus of the Seleucid Empire. Antiochus had fulfilled verse 10 when he retaliated against Egypt for his northern kingdom's defeat and loss of possessions, retaking all the geography the southern kingdom had previously seized from his kingdom. He did so, but stopped at the border of Egypt, thus fulfilling verse 10 and typifying 1989. But his son shall be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress. Daniel 11:10. The second proxy war was the Battle of Raphia. Raphia means the borderland. That battleground marks the point where Antiochus had ceased his previous invasion of verse 10. The three proxy wars are governed by truth, in the sense that the first proxy war aligns with the last proxy war. All three wars, verses 10, 11, and then the third war, verses 13, 15, are waged by the same historical figure in their initial fulfillment. Antiochus Magnus is present in each of the three battles, prophetically tying them together into one line. Antiochus wins the first and last battles, but not the middle one, where the king of the south prevails. Just as Raphia means borderland, so does Ukraine. The second proxy war, first fulfilled by the Battle of Raphia, is now being fulfilled in the Ukrainian war. Vladimir Putin is the king of the south, the prophetic descendant of the first modern king of the south, Vladimir Lenin. Putin has repeatedly claimed that Russia's response to Ukraine is based on a disputed agreement that, upon Germany's reunification, NATO would not expand further into former USSR territory. Putin's motivation mirrors Ptolemy's in verses 5 to 9 and Napoleon's in 1797. All three southern kings justify their actions against the northern king based on a broken treaty. According to Isaiah 23, the Whore of Tyre, representing the papal power, would be forgotten for 70 years, as the days of one king, a period repeatedly shown to be the time when the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy, the earth beast of Revelation 13, the United States, rules. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years shall Tyre sing as an harlot. Take an harp, go about the city, thou harlot that hast been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. And it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. Isaiah 23:15-17. The symbolic 70-year period spans from 1798 to the Sunday Law, which is the history represented by verse 40. It is not until the ending of the 70 years, or the approach of the Sunday Law, that the whore reappears. For this reason, the warfare of the three battles in verses 10-15 is carried out by a proxy of the papal power, for she is prophetically forgotten during this period. In the first and last proxy battles, the king of the north prevails over the king of the south. In the middle battle, the king of the south prevails over the king of the north. The Battle of Raphia was the initial historical fulfillment of verse 11, and the verse and their historical fulfillment make up two witnesses that are to be combined with the parallel passages of Papal Rome's 3.5 prophetic days of rule. Thus, two passages of Scripture within Daniel 11, accompanied by their historical fulfillments, set forth the prophetic characteristics of verse 11's Battle of the Borderland, first fulfilled at the Battle of Raphia, and then again at the time of the end in 1798. These lines of witness uphold that Vladimir Putin is the last Vladimir of the modern King of the South. Vladimir is often defined as meaning ruler of the world, but the word Mir also correctly means community. Thus, Vladimir means ruler of the community, or ruler of communism. Putin identifies his involvement with Ukraine as based on a broken agreement addressing his concerns about NATO's encroachment beyond the borders agreed upon after Germany's unification. Putin's direction is as much focused against NATO and the EU as it is against Zelensky and Ukraine. NATO and the EU's encroachment upon territory, Putin insists, was to remain NATO-free, parallels Ptolemy's rage when the Seleucid king set the Egyptian princess bride aside for his former wife. That broken treaty pointed forward to the broken Treaty of Tolentino in 1797. In Daniel 11, when the southern king prevails over the northern king, it involves a broken treaty. This broken treaty concerns the EU's unwillingness to restrict NATO's expansion beyond its borders when Germany was reunified. In this sense, Putin, the king of the south, is in a battle against the king of the north, represented by his proxy power. Just as the Nazis of World War II were a proxy for the Catholic Church, the Nazis of Ukraine become the symbol of the second proxy war of verses 10 to 15. Three world wars and three proxy wars, and in both lines, the Nazis are the proxy representative of the Catholic Church during the middle conflict. In the three original historical fulfillments of these proxy wars, Antiochus Magnus was in each battle. It has often been shown how the etymology of Antiochus and the symbolism associated with the Seleucid kingdom as the king of the north identify Antiochus as a symbol of the Antichrist, the Pope of Rome. But in the history of the three proxy wars, the Whore of Tyre is forgotten, So the symbol of the Pope, represented in the name Antiochus, stands for his proxy power. In the first and last battles, it is the United States openly doing the bidding for Rome. In verse 11, the proxy power is the Nazism of Ukraine. But it was and still is the ships and chariots of the United States that propped up Zelensky in the war. On the surface of the second proxy war, the United States is hidden, as is the Pope during the 70 years of Isaiah 23. The United States is hidden in the very history where it develops all the characteristics of the beast, making it prophetically fitting that, once the second proxy war is underway, the United States is obscured by the proxy power of Nazism in Ukraine, though it remains the military and economic might of the earth beast that props up Ukraine until their demise. When the King of the South went to Babylon and took the King of the North captive, and also when General Berthier took the Pope captive, he walked right into the Vatican suggesting that the Ukrainian war will end with Putin's victory at a point when any resistance from the Ukraine has been removed. The kingdom Ptolemy captured was Babylon, and the kingdom Napoleon captured was spiritual Babylon. Thus, Zelensky's kingdom is represented by those subjects which provide him support. Now that Trump has withdrawn the support of the earth beasts, chariots, horsemen, and ships, Ukraine's support is the EU, the very group that has been unwilling to hear Putin's claims of the broken treaty concerning the encroachment of NATO. The philosophy that guides the Eurocrats of the EU is the Greenpeace movement. For this reason, Zelensky means green. Zelensky is the symbolic head of the warmongers of the EU, who are guided by the foolish global agenda of environmentalism. When the Ukraine war concludes, Putin will celebrate not only a victory over Ukraine, but the entire EU and NATO. The three proxy wars therefore possess the signature of truth. The first and last proxy war, the King of the South is defeated through an alliance between the sea beast and earth beast of Revelation 13. In the beginning, the victory for the King of the North was brought about by an alliance between a conservative Vatican First Pope, who in the context of the Fatima secrets of Catholicism lore is the white or good pope. The current pope, who as I write this is on his deathbed, is a Vatican II liberal pope, who in the context of the Fatima secrets is the black or bad pope. Verse 14 identifies that when the robbers of thy people who exalt themselves and fall enter into prophetic history, the vision is established. In the fulfillment of verses 13 through 15 in the Battle of Panium, in 200 BC, pagan Rome inserted itself into the issues concerning that very battle. In the three verses which address the Battle of Panium, verse 14 identifies that the vision is established by Rome. In the Battle of Panium history, a conservative Vatican First white pope will join forces with the last of the eight presidents that began in the period of Reagan, who previously formed an alliance with a conservative Vatican First pope. They did so in 1989 to bring down the former USSR, and at the end, they do so to bring down the last ruler of that very kingdom. In the Reagan years, and with the alliance of Pope John Paul II and the USA, John Paul II came to believe he was the good pope of the prophecies of Fatima. Motivated by that conviction, he began to travel the world to promote what he understood to be a fulfillment of the predictions of Fatima. In doing so, he became the most traveled pope in history, as well as the most recognized pope of all time, as he fulfilled Revelation 13's prediction that there would be a time when the whole world would wonder after the beast. Pope John Paul II's public personae typify the conservative Vatican First pope who comes into an alliance with the last president of the USA. Therefore, one of the prophetic characteristics of the Reagan contemporary pope is that there is a point where his public image is marked as a waymark. That mark is in verse 14, when the robbers of thy people establish the vision. Pope John Paul II fulfills a prophetic characteristic of being the pope that the entire world wondered after, thus pointing forward to the conservative end-time Vatican Force pope who comes into an alliance with Trump. When that happens, the vision is established. And what establishes the vision is the Pope inserting himself into the history of Panium and the year 200 BC. The beginning of the eight presidents illustrates the ending of the eight presidents. And just before the Sunday law of verse 16, the whore of Tyre, who has been forgotten, returns to open history as she forms an alliance with Reagan's counterpart, Donald Trump. Together, as represented by the alliance of Antiochus and Philip of Macedon, they bring down the final generation of the Southern Kingdom, as represented by the child king Ptolemy. A child in Bible prophecy is a symbol of the final generation, and after the Ukraine war, Putin will repeat the history of the Southern kings who are lifted up from military victories and lose their way in some type of church and state dilemma. Thus, verse 10, representing 1989 and the first proxy war, is the beginning, or the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Battle of Raphia in verse 11, representing the Ukraine war, is the 13th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The number 13 is a symbol of rebellion, and the proxy army in the Ukrainian war are Nazis, the premier symbol of rebellion in the modern world. Panium is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which is made up of 22 letters. Thus, the Hebrew word truth, which is created by bringing the first, 13th, and 22nd letters of the alphabet together to form the Hebrew word truth, identifies the structure of these three proxy wars as truth. The 22nd and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet is a symbol of divinity being combined with humanity, and the fulfillment of the Battle of Panium in the near future takes place during Trump's presidency. Trump is the 22nd president to have served two terms. Panium has a double witness to a twofold alliance, and in both references, the alliance represents an alliance identifying a hierarchical relationship between two parties. The alliance between Philip and Antiochus was strategic, aimed at countering Ptolemaic and Roman influence in the eastern Mediterranean. However, their collaboration was not focused on the Battle of Panium itself. Antiochus conducted this campaign independently, without Philip's direct military involvement. Philip's role was more indirect, providing political and strategic support by tying down Roman and Ptolemaic allies in Greece and the Aegean, allowing Antiochus to focus on Coele-Syria. The historians all identify that Antiochus was the more powerful in the alliance, and that it was only Antiochus who actually fought the battle. Their alliance was concerning the broader area associated with Alexander's former kingdom. Thus, the alliance has a premier leader and a lesser subordinate, as represented by the name Caesarea Philippi, the name for Panium when Christ walked among men. Caesarea Philippi therefore aligns with Antiochus and Philip, for Caesar was the more powerful in the alliance symbolized by both Caesar Augustus and Herod Philip the Tetrarch. The word Tetrarch means ruler over a fourth. Caesar ruled the entire kingdom, and Philip ruled over a fourth of a territory, thus placing the symbol of Philip in a subjective relationship in the alliances of Panium and Caesarea Philippi. With Herod Philip, we see the symbol of two bloodlines, which are both symbols of a broken covenant relationship with God. We also see echoes of one-fourth of the division of Alexander's kingdom into four parts, or four tetrarchs. Philip means lover of horses. At the Battle of Panium, which is fulfilled at the conclusion of the Ukrainian War, Antiochus Magnus, the United States will defeat Russia and will enter into an alliance with a lesser player represented by Philip. That lesser player will be involved, but not directly, in the battle. The battle will be between the USA and Putin, evidently directly connected with a religious controversy produced by Putin's irritation and pride, as illustrated by both Ptolemy IV Philopator after the Battle of Raphia and by King Uzziah of Judah. Ptolemy and Uzziah were southern kings lifted up in pride by their military success, who then desired to take up a sacred work, which was only to be accomplished by the priests. Uzziah received leprosy for his efforts, and Ptolemy in a rage slew 50,000 Jews in Alexandria. Verse 13 identifies the battle between the final generation of the modern king of the community, or communism, Vladimir Putin's Russia and the USA. Trump prevails in the battle, but he does so with an ally from a fourth part of the kingdom, who is not actually at the battle. We are near the conclusion of verse 11 as testified to by the current events. Putin will be victorious over Ukraine as represented by Raphia. He will then begin his progressive demise as represented by Uzziah being placed into a house until his death due to leprosy. After his victory at Raphia in 217 BC, Ptolemy IV Philopator's reign deteriorated due to corruption, extravagance, and reliance on unscrupulous advisors. He died in 204 BC, likely assassinated or poisoned by his ministers, Sosibius and Agathocles, as part of a conspiracy to secure power for his young son, Ptolemy Pheth. This turbulent end reflects the instability and intrigue common in Hellenistic royal courts, marking a significant turning point in the decline of Ptolemaic Egypt. A characteristic of the spiritual fulfillment of the King of the South, which was typified by the literal fulfillments which took place in the struggle for world domination following Alexander's death, is revolution. France becomes the spiritual King of the South in the French Revolution time period. The modern King of the South, Russia, was born in the Russian Revolution. As the philosophy introduced into the French Revolution matured from the anarchy of the French Revolution unto the communism of Soviet Russia, revolution is a characteristic of the King of the South. Communism spread through the world with revolutions. In modern times, the CIA, through the use of non-governmental agencies, has worked to overthrow nations around the globe, and the step-by-step plan which they have repeatedly employed is what is called color revolutions. The King of the South is a dragon power, and globalists are also the dragon power, and the color revolutions of the CIA are markers of a dragon power. The history of France as the spiritual King of the South possesses a unique history that marks a conclusion of that particular line of prophecy. That conclusion is represented by Napoleon. The French Revolution marks the beginning of France as the King of the South, and Napoleon marks its end. Historians identify a series of steps which led Napoleon to his Waterloo, thus identifying a progressive ending to the first spiritual king of the South, as opposed to Babylon and Belshazzar being taken in one night. The first Vladimir of the modern King of the South, Vladimir Lenin, died over a two-year period from a series of strokes. Some speculate Joseph Stalin poisoned him, just as some speculate that Ptolemy IV was poisoned by his counselors. The end of the modern King of the South, as represented with the Soviet Union, was also accomplished by a revolution. The protest in Moscow that contributed to the demise of the USSR was the massive public resistance during the August 1991 coup, August 21, 1991. This event, centered around the defense of the White House and Boris Yeltsin's leadership, directly undermined the Soviet hardliners, exposed the regime's fragility, and accelerated the USSR's collapse. While earlier protests in Moscow, e.g. 1987 to 1990, and the Baltic Way 1989 built momentum, the August 1991 protests were the critical tipping point in Moscow, leading to the Soviet Union's dissolution by the end of 1991. The beginning of Russia as the King of the South begins and ends in revolution. The ending of the USSR was a progressive disintegration of the kingdom, as was Ptolemy, Isaiah, Napoleon, and even Vladimir Lenin. The ending of Putin is a progressive fall, which begins as soon as the Ukraine war is finished. His end is brought about at the Battle of Panium, when the USA takes control of the kingdom, while receiving support from an ally who is not actually at the battle. We will continue these lines in the next article.